SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. With Pakistan acting as a go-between, a U.S.-authored peace proposal has reportedly been laid on the table in Tehran.
A 15-point plan has been transmitted to Iran from the United States seeking to potentially end the war that has just disrupted the Middle East. Now, the details of this plan remain in question, but officials have told the Associated Press that Pakistan, which has been one of the countries trying to get a diplomatic route to the end of the conflict, has transmitted it to Tehran. Pakistan, Egypt, and Turkey have been key in trying to negotiate a settlement to the war.
Correspondent John Gambrell says there are reports Iran will allow non-hostile tankers to pass through the Strait of Hormuz, and the U.S. is reportedly preparing to send thousands of troops, including Army paratroopers, to the Middle East. President Trump says that much has been accomplished in just 3 weeks of war with Iran.
We killed all their leadership, and then they met to choose new leaders, and we killed all of them. And now we have a new group, and we can easily do that, but let's see how they turn out. We have really regime change. You know, this is a change in the regime.
And despite Tehran's denials, the president says the U.S. has been talking with Iran about what it would take to end the hostilities. The Homeland Security funding standoff has yet to be resolved in the Senate. It means that TSA workers are still working without pay, and that has resulted in very long lines at some airports. A New Mexico jury is ordering Facebook and Instagram parent Meta to pay $375 million after finding that its platforms harm children's mental health. And the annual Conservative Political Action Conference kicking off today in the Dallas suburb of Grapevine. Stock futures are higher. This is SRN News. Christians are preparing to celebrate Palm Sunday.
Believers the world over will kick off Holy Week with services celebrating Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem. Those celebrations will be low-key in Israel due to the war with Iran. The annual Palm Sunday parade in Jerusalem has been canceled for safety reasons. Holy Week is the run-up to Easter Sunday, April 5th this year. Some churches will mark Maundy Thursday, and most will hold services on Good Friday before the big event. Michael Harrington reporting.
Dr. Kermit Gosnell, an abortion clinic doctor sentenced to life in prison for killing three babies who had been born alive, has died at the age of 85. Gosnell's grimy West Philadelphia clinic became known as a house of horrors. Former employees testified that he routinely performed illegal abortions past Pennsylvania's 24-week limit. In the scandal's aftermath, two top state health officials were fired. This is SRN News. From the minors to the majors, a long-awaited umpiring change finally set to debut, and the big league baseball season gets going this week.
Robot umpires are coming to the big leagues in 2026. The automated ball strike system will be introduced in the form of a challenge system in which the human umpire makes each call, which can be appealed to the computer. Robot umpires have been tested in the minor leagues since 2019, with recent testing done at AAA, MLB spring training, and at this summer's All-Star game in Atlanta. Success rates have hovered around 50% in the minors. I'm Geffen Coolball.
And the Major League Baseball season opens today. There is a single nighttime game. The New York Yankees visit the San Francisco Giants. Tomorrow, the official start of the regular season. That will bring a full slate of games, 14 in all. More details at srnnews.com.